Okay, so we're on Lyme Regis Coast, and I'm talking to Andy Fleet from the Natural History Museum. Maybe you could introduce what you do for the Natural History Museum.
I'm head of the Department of Mineralogy, which looks after minerals, rocks, meteorites, ores, and we do research on those collections, both for ourselves and people, researchers from outside the museum.
Okay, and what does it mean for the Natural History Museum and your department to be involved in Lyme Regis Fossil Festival?
It's a great thing about the Fossil Festival for the museum and the people who are there is that we get a whole mix of people from our learning department, from all our science departments coming down, working together, and a really intensive 4 days, 2 days with schools, 2 days with the public, working with them, talking about our science on all sorts of levels, through from gold panning for small kids to people looking at our remotely operated vehicle, which we've got out in the waters of the bay at the moment.
What is that, the remotely operated vehicle? Tell us a bit about that.
It's like a little submarine. It's about the size of a small dog. Think of K-9 in Doctor Who, for those who can remember that. And it goes out on a long yellow lead. We've got 200 metres of cable, so it can go out and it can be driven from the shore with a little joystick. Okay. So it sends back images, continuous images, to the shore, and it's got a little pickup arm where if there was something out there to be sampled, that could be taken.
A common theme that I've come across when talking to various people at the festival is that technology, things like that, have the ability to engage children and young people in what maybe they wouldn't normally automatically be interested in. So have you found that? Do you think technology at the festival can really help bring new audiences in? Or?
Yes. In previous years, we brought down a portable scanning electron microscope, which one of the manufacturers allowed us to have. Unfortunately, we couldn't get one this year. But that's always really got even the youngest amazed, because you can put something absolutely tiny in the instrument and it shows up as a large image on the screen, and you can go down to a great deal of detail in it, so it really brings the small world alive. So that's one example.
Are you supportive of Lyme Regis Development Trust looking to install more technology and to look at it as an area of development for the festival?
Yes, I mean, as the years have gone by, more and more things have come, and the ideas they put in place this year have been absolutely fantastic, and hopefully will grip people's imagination and get that going for the future.
Thank you very much.